Now, there were some new things that I wanted to talk about on this channel, and one of them, and we'll go into further detail and we'll take it into steps here, is how to conquer freelance worry, right? Life as a freelancer can be rewarding, invigorating, and really downright scary. It's just there's a lot of worry all the time. Will I ever land another client? Will my money last me? Is this project ever going to end? Why does this client hate me? Why am I so afraid to hire someone? Why can't I sleep at night? There's so many possibilities of worry. And really, we need to take it down. Take a deep breath and start with just these simple five things in your head. And really, it'll help you out to get to where you want to, right? So let's stop the worrying because number one, you are not going to die. It is easy to get caught up in, like, you know, your competitors, they're doing so much and you feel like they're always better than you at it. Well, stop worrying about your competitors. Focus on your business, right? Sure, they may have, you know, to pivot once in a while, or you may have to do things that require you to extend out, but there are plenty of projects for everyone, I promise you. Number two, you are not going to lose everything. Sometimes you just feel like you're going to be, you know, just really loss of everything. Everything you've earned is just really hanging on just threads and there's no balance to it. One false move and you may lose it all. Trust me. Don't worry. You won't. Get that thought out of your head. You're not just going to lose it all. Okay. Number three, there will be more projects. Sure, the phone stops ringing sometimes. Your pipeline lessens and lessens, and really use it to scare you into getting out of the office and getting in front of your potential clients, right? Get out there sometimes. Go and network. Try to extend yourself out and get new clients because maybe what you're doing may not be working for you and it's just kind of silent. Really, it's just bad momentum. Number four, one bad client does not have the power to destroy your business. Remember that. We've all been there. A project goes bad. It goes sour. You have a bad bridge built with the client now, and the client gets mad, right? Will it destroy your reputation? No. Not one single client will destroy your reputation. Just like all these other brands and companies that exist out there, one bad Yelp or Google review won't kill your business, right? Not one single client, remember, has the influence to destroy your business. And last, number five, there is plenty of work for everyone. Don't worry about your competitors. Every company, every business, every industry has plenty and plenty of competitors. It is easy to get caught up in that, right? Like, what are your competitors doing? How they're doing it? How it makes you feel because of what they're doing? And it makes you feel that they're doing actually much better. Stop worrying about it. Focus on your business. And sure, you know, you'll get to what you want. And really, it's all about taking it one day at a time. Right? When things get scary, stressful, and the project up ahead is really too far ahead, yeah, take a step back. You know, a lot can happen in a week, month, and a year, especially if you make some smart changes today. So stop worrying about it. Take a step back and kind of really reimagine and re-envision things, because guess what? It's okay. Don't worry. You'll still be a freelancer, and you are a freelancer today, so don't worry. And that's all the update that I have for today. Really just wanted to give it a little shout out, a message to all the UX, UI, and really one-man team designers that I've been working for a while, that I've been working with for a while as well. They are amazing people. Freelancers are great. I am myself a freelancer. I know a lot of other plenty of other freelancers that I have a lot of major respect for what they do and what their game is. So remember, if you're a freelancer, if you know of a freelancer, trust me, they're probably going through some hard times because it's not easy getting clients, especially with these big companies ahead. But they got them. So give them some comfort, give them some confidence, keep them on the work, and you'll be just fine.